Does Chris Middleton deserve a statue outside Fiserv Forum when he eventually hangs it all up? Justin Garcia in for Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We agree that Middleton should and will have his number retired by the Bucks whenever he finishes up. Justin, who I think we can deem Chris Middleton number one supporter, just as I am Aaron Rodgers' number one supporter and Ben is Ben Brust's number one supporter. I think you took it a step further and you said they should put a statue outside of
100%. I mean, when it's all said and done, he and Giannis are going to be one and two in basically most all offensive categories and most categories total here in franchise history. The fact that he brought a championship, and he was a big part of that, to Milwaukee, potentially more. I mean, look, if they win a title this year or any other time between now and whenever Chris Middleton decides to retire, 100% certainty that it is going to happen. If you have multiple championships from that core, they're all getting that type of recognition here in this city. 10 years ago, no one thought it was possible. We talked about the emergence of Giannis, and you could notice things early that, all right, this guy might be something, all-star. Maybe he could be a third-team All-NBA. I don't think any of us saw Giannis becoming the best player in the world early on. But 10 years ago, to think that this team could be a perennial playoff team is one conversation. The fact that they won a title, and as much as some people don't want to admit it, they don't win it without Chris Middleton. You add another, it's 100% certainty he's getting a statue. But I think it's already should be there. Not only the jersey's retired, Pat Connaughton is going to get his jersey retired too.
No, you come on.
JG.
Guys, look at this rationally.
If he spends the rest of his career in Milwaukee, which, given some of his business holdings here in the city, in the state of Wisconsin, is a very strong likelihood. But, like, I guess, but then, don't you have to be a starter to get your number retired?
No, I'm going to make an exception and say you don't have to. What?
You're drunk on retiring numbers.
You are drunk. How many retired numbers would the Bucks have if Justin Garcia were in that place?
Who's missing? Oh, that's a tough one.
Drew Holiday.
Well, yeah. That's an absolute certainty at this point.
So you have Holiday, Giannis, Middleton.
You don't think he's going to get his jersey.
Brooke. And now you also want to throw
wait,
in.
You don't think Drew Holiday is getting his
no,
number retired?
I do. Okay. I do. He was the third best player on the championship team and a team that broke a 50-year
drought. Some would
drought.
Say second best, but yeah.
I think it'll happen. But, I mean, at some point you have to draw the line on
Do
that
you?
Core.
Do you?
I guess there are some teams that have a lot of numbers retired. 800-990-3776. Just go to the Garden in Boston and look up and you'll see like 50 numbers retired. Let's go to John in Milwaukee. John, welcome to Scalzo. Chris in Madison, excuse me. Chris, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. What do you got?
Hi, I was just listening very contently until I heard about Pat Connaughton getting his jersey retired. And as much as I love Pat, that seems absurd to me. That's okay. Like saying that D-Wade needs his statue outside of Miami and they're going to have Chris Bosh right next to him on the statue list. Just seems absurd. Love Pat, but we're getting a little crazy, I believe, on the statue loving.
Thank you, Chris and Madison.
Thanks you for the call.
On the statue, like I look.
I think he's conflating 2 points, but I think the idea
say,
of the
let's
Pat
slow
Connaughton
down. I'm not suggesting
forever.
A statue for Pat Connaughton. But
well, you did suggest a Chris Middleton statue
absolutely.
With Giannis.
No one should ever wear 24 again. I think that's pretty clear.
We agree on the number retirement, but to Pat Connaughton is
24.
A step
I said not 22. No one should ever wear 24 again. Also, maybe
that's come on. I feel bad. Nobody wants to bury Pat number. Retired?
100%. Maybe.
So is Bobby getting this number retired?
Well, see, Pat was there from the inception of this group. I know how instrumental Bobby is, but Pat, there's more connectedness to this title because of that. But look, maybe I know the way the league works, you got to do things a year in advance, so we're not going to get this pushed through this year. But maybe in an effort to get Chris Middleton that respect that he deserves, what if he changed his number, and I know it's currently retired, but what if he went from 22 to just 2? Then people would start to view him as a number 2, and that might push it across the finish line.
I don't think that's it. I don't think the number change is going to change as many perceptions as you may believe. I don't know if I'd be okay with it. It sells some more jerseys for the Bucks, but I don't know if it would change people thinking about him as a number 2.
Could do a marketing slogan too. Chris Middleton, a number 2 I can get behind.
I don't know.
He's just holding up the 2 jersey. Gotta ask Junior Bridgman if he's cool with that.
A number 2 you should get behind is not.
I didn't say should. That's now you're getting okay. Now we're getting into the weeds there.
A number 2 you can get behind. Yeah. Jack from Milwaukee. There was somebody earlier when our Chris Middleton hater had called in. The bizarro Mark in New Berlin had called in and argued that Chris Middleton wasn't a number 2. I believe it was Jonah and Cedarburg or somebody texted in, that they wanted to take a number 2 on the gentleman who made that call. So. You can get fun with words on that. John in Milwaukee, welcome to Scal's Own Bros, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
I believe that if Middleton was healthy, we're celebrating another championship this year. I don't agree with filling the Deer District with statues of everybody who had anything involved with it. I think Giannis, yes. If they get another one, maybe Middleton. But like a caller a while back saying Middleton's not a number 2 because he doesn't compare with Kobe and Shaq. Well, you can't take 2 number 1s, you know, in superstars in the NBA and then try to compare him as a 1 and a 2. I think Middleton's great. I wouldn't want them to trade him. There's been talk about trading, Middleton to... for KD, and I know KD's a better player than Middleton, but I've liked how in the last 3 years or so, the Bucks have seemed to be the only team without the drama of a guy coming on or a guy not playing, and all the other teams seem to have drama, and the Bucks have stayed away from that, and I like that.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. John in Milwaukee, Justin Garcia, Kevin Durant, or Chris Middleton, who's better?
I'm going to plead the 5th.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's. I think we continue to get closer and closer to, to who Chris Middleton is. He's a very good number 2. I think you are of the belief, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that people still aren't where they should be on him, but at least there might be progress going on. And I think even just looking at the talk and text line here, you know, I think some people are starting to come around on that idea. Dan from Salem says, I lost a ton of money on Middleton prop bets. Welcome to the club. But he's a 40-50-90 guy that hits clutch shots. I always say I'd rather have Middleton take the last shot than Giannis, a perfect Robin to the Batman. I think that's a fair take.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people look at it and say the fit there is almost greater than him, on his own. Chris and Kohler says Chris is game winner in game 1 of the Heat series might have been the most pivotal shot in Bucks history. Heading into that series, the mentality even from Giannis was, I hope we don't drop this series to the Heat because we did the season before. After that win, the mentality switched to, we're a championship team that can win under pressure, and they carried that into every series after and rode it to a championship. Middleton is the clutch gene, and he's our closer. We absolutely need him, and he's worth every penny.
It's a great point.
Does number 2 work for?
it's a great point because I don't know if I'd say the mentality was, oh, I hope we win, but it was what Giannis said, I think, was taken as such when he was trying to put into perspective, look, there's bigger things to worry about, but there was a lot of fear among Bucks fans. It was the worst idea ever to get the Heat in the first round. Who knows how things go in that series if they don't win game 1 and it's Chris Middleton's shot that was the game winner.
Yeah, it's certainly one of those memorable shots from that run. Gus from Kenosha says, does Pippen have a statue? I don't believe Scottie Pippen does have a statue outside of the United Center. Michael Jordan very famously does. I don't think Pippen does, though.
I don't think so. But I also don't think there's a great relationship between Pippen and the Bulls anymore.
I would say Pippen and anybody anymore. I don't know who has a good relationship with Pippen. There are some players in the NBA that have a good relationship with his wife or his ex-wife, but not necessarily Scottie himself. Why did I just take out Scottie Pippen? Who knows?
Raptors too.
But I did. Thank you, Josh. Thank you. Appreciate you jumping
got
in
your
on
back,
that.
Buddy.
Got my back. You have my back, just like Gina Della and the team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has my back. They're fantastic, whether it was my older home or they replaced the windows and doors, helped improve the home value, made it beautiful, which they can do for you, or my newer home where they busted out some windows, put in some beautiful patio doors. They are the best from a service standpoint. There is nobody better to communicate with that is going to follow through on what they tell you and over-deliver like the team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I haven't found a group like that in my experience, and right now it's rare to find a deal like this on such a premium brand. Of course, number one when it comes to quality, and number one when it certainly comes to innovation. Right now you can have beautiful Pella windows installed on your home and pay 0% interest for 4 years. If you prefer to skip the financing, you can get $250 off per window, and if you're upgrading to Pella's innovative Easy Slide series, take $400 off per window. Don't miss out on 0% financing for 4 years. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. We've got over under coming up next. We need caller 6, caller 9, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. We have over under. A chance for you to win prizes. If you're in the Madison area, you win Bridges Golf Pass. If you are in Milwaukee, you win a $40 gift card to Silver Spot Cinema. 800-990-3776. Josh has a category. Caller 6 will tell you what that is. He'll give you the over-under for correct answers. Justin and I will get out of 10 guesses within that category in 3 minutes. You say over or under. Caller 9, you're stuck on the other side. Over under, 800-990-3776. Caller 6, caller 9. Coming up next, Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.